Elliot was in love, not in love with his wife, not in love with any woman, for that matter. He wanted the very best for his children, but you could hardly say he loved them. He saw his family only occasionally, but fatherly duties like taking his son and two daughters to the park became a matter of excruciating boredom for all concerned. And then, when he was away from his family, it was out of sight, out of mind. Because what Elliot was in love with was the exhilarating process of making money. What really gave him a thrill was seeing his profits roll in and his stocks go up. He thought constantly about money and how to get more of it. His mind teemed with ideas for getting richer. Schemes for outwitting the competitor crowd out every other consideration. But the question is, what made him this way? Well, perhaps it was his early life, because as Elliot was growing up, his family had suffered a grinding poverty, and his hot-tempered mother constantly blamed his warm, likable father for being such a poor provider. And little Elliot started to bring in the money about age 9, and you can just imagine the fleeting pleasure this brought to his mother's face and how it could have instilled a motivation in Elliot which would last a lifetime. Hello, I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. And I'd like to know if Elliot Carpenter sounds like anyone you know. I've met quite a few men like him, and most of them can't see that their love for money has crowded out their love for people, even those they consider closest. Here's what Elliot's daughter, Amy, said about him. She said, "Daddy had no idea he was this kind of person. To the end of his days, he believed he had a deep concern for his family. He believed he loved his wife dearly, that all his hard work had one purpose only, getting her what she wanted and making her happy. When he was away from her, he didn't even notice the separation, so intent was he upon this goal of making her happy. He had no idea at all that she was not happy about the separation or that anything was going wrong in his family." Now, you know, upon hearing Amy talk that way, we may find ourselves wondering how in the world a man can be away all the time and yet feel he was doing his family right. But to Elliot, it was simple. He'd stayed in touch. Why, he'd call every few weeks to say, "I'll be home next Saturday." But always at the last minute, he would call back and say, "Sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it this time." For the children of Elliot and Laura Carpenter, this starvation for warmth, coupled with the denial that anything was wrong, meant a lifelong struggle against mental illness. The older daughter ruined both her marriages by taking out on her husband's her burning hatred for her father. And the son, he became schizophrenic and committed suicide. Only Amy survived to tell the tale. The damage done by her father's addiction to money, as powerful as any heroin addiction, destroyed all the others. And Amy tells her story in a book entitled A Mingled Yarn, published by Yale University Press. And if you ever loved somebody who was more in love with money than with you, you might want to read that, A Mingled Yarn. And if you're trying to live with a money addict, or if you recognize the symptoms in yourself, you know, something could be done. It's really not too late. Is it? This is Heartbeat.